What do the names Ted Bundy and Brian Koberger have in common? So much. Just off the top of my head, both are male killers, one alleged killer, one convicted killer, who stalked women, who allegedly attacked women in their rooms, in their bedrooms, while they were sleeping, inside a structure, a house, not an apartment complex, not a vacation rental, a home, in the dark of the night, both for some sort of sexual gratification, both men stalking victims, according to police reports, before acting, both incidents, multiple murders taking place in college towns, female victims, both getting grad degrees. Maybe that lends to both of them thinking they're smarter than everybody else in the room. Bundy, a former law student, Koberger, getting his PhD in criminology. Neither from the area in which they murdered. In both cases, their vehicles take central focus in gathering evidence in the murder cases. Bundy's was a VW, Koberger's, an Elantra, seen speeding away from the murder scene. And in both cases, two female survivors. I'm Nancy Grace. Thank you for being with us, guys. I want to tell you about streaming now on Fox Nation, an in-depth analysis and complete investigative reporting on Parallels of Evil, the Bundy and Idaho killings. I was galled when I was researching to find out there was actually a banner that said, who's hotter, Bundy or Koberger? Who's hotter? Neither of them are hot. They're both killers, according to victims and police and prosecutors. Killers many times over. Moscow, Idaho, a college town, much like the Florida town where Ted Bundy wreaked havoc. Moscow, nestled in beautiful mountains, it's really idyllic, and was very innocent of the time Koberger came to town. Before him, people didn't even lock their doors. We go to Moscow, Idaho. We visit the crime scene. We take the circuitous route that Koberger took the night of the murders, trying to distance himself from the crime scene. We speculate, wonder, investigate, why take a nearly hour drive home when you could have driven 10 minutes from the location of the murders to his apartment near Washington State University, just across the state line. We speak to students about the pall the murders have left hanging over the campus. We analyze the evidence, and then we compare the startling similarities between Brian Koberger's alleged murders and the many murders of Ted Bundy. Now, we know that there are two female victims that survived Bundy that we spoke to, and two female victims that survived Koberger. We go to the victims and speak to Cheryl Thomas and Karen Pryor. we find out what their life was before the horrible night of the murders and what their life has been like after. Was this a copycat crime? Did Koberger and his PhD in criminology studies study Ted Bundy? Please join us on Parallels of Evil, the Bundy and Idaho Killings. It's streaming now on Fox Nation. We wait as justice unfolds. Goodbye, friend.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.